Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not playing it to you. Shut up.
Amen.
Hey, what are you doing? sell or we can sell. Thank you. against you.
Thank you. one name.
Girlfriend. Tempo.
Thank you.
two.
Number one smash hit, move it.
Thank you.
I would.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On Sunday was minutes with brief evacuation of the White House Sunday night. Joining us now is NBC White House correspondent Mike Medley. Mike, where things stand now, this is so unusual. You and I have covered the White House for years. I can't even fathom anything like this having been found before in the West Wing. And I go back to the 17th of the White House. So this is pretty wild.
Definitely extraordinary, Andrea. And this new conclusive test confirms what happened. The preliminary field test conducted by D.C. fire personnel that were called in on Sunday night after the discovery of this suspicious substance by a uniformed officer in the Secret Service that was conducting a routine patrol of the White House. And so as a recap on the developments from that we've been reporting on yesterday, this was found, we understand, in a highly trafficked common area of the West Wing. It's an area where individuals, especially visitors, individuals who may be coming for instance, a private tour, might have been asked to leave some of their personal belongings before heading into more sensitive areas of the West Wing, which of course includes the President's, the Vice President's office, some of the most senior officials' offices, as well as the press.
Aren't you talking?